listener production.
Afternoon, I'm Lee Jollo. Independent Susanna Sheed may have lost the seat of Shepparton, but she says she's ensured the electorate will no longer be taken for granted. The Nationals had to earn it back through high-profile candidate Kim O'Keefe, leading with 55.2% of the vote, two-party preferred. Meantime, Russell North has retired as the independent for Morwell. That electorate has gone to the Nationals too, with Martin Cameron beating Labor's Kate Maxfield. The Country Fire Authority is now urging us to register any burn-offs conducted so they can monitor fires in the region. Assistant Chief Officer of Regional Command Chris Eagle says safety is imperative when conducting burn-offs.
When you're conducting a burn-off, it's important to understand where the wind is blowing from, making sure that you've got clear area around the fire. Wet it down, make sure you've got ample water on site, and really important that you keep somebody in attendant for the whole time.
Ichuka Moama is putting on a brave face as it recovers from flooding. The worst of it is over, but the water is still high and the river is still closed heading into the peak tourist season. But Chair of Ichuka Moama Tourism, John Hall, says they've got plenty more to offer at support.ichukamoama.
Look, we're really optimistic and hopeful. You know, we've got a great membership base at Ichuka Moama. We've got really passionate operators. And with this Support Our Region campaign, we're really hopeful that people are going to visit from all over Victoria and southern New South Wales and really help support our economy again.
To sport now, when Winton Motor Raceway is set to miss out on hosting the supercars next year, squeezed off the 12-round calendar. It's a big blow for locals who would have been looking forward to heading down the road to see the next-gen Mustangs and Camaros. Aubrey Supercars team boss Brad Jones says it's got to stack up financially for the series to head there.
A lot of that's got to do with how much they get paid as a fee to have the event. So Talon Bend's in there. There's a couple other events. I'd like to see the Benalla Auto Club working really hard to try and get back onto the calendar because I think it's very important for the region.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.